Begin the current Daf Masechtas Arech and Daf Chav Zayin. Begin 6 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halach of our previous Mishnah. A Mishnah said, in contrast to regular Yisrael, Hakahan and Valavim, when they come to their laws of their Steachuza, their ancestral fields regarding being Makdashit and redeeming it, they have a different set of rules. Makdishin lo'olam v'chulu, they could sanctify whenever they want it, they could redeem whenever they want it, and they don't have the same limitations as a non-Kohen and Levi. So the Gemara asks as follows: Bishlam Goyel and Itzchak. You understand the halacha that it says in the Mishnah that they could always redeem it. Lafukim in the Yisrael. That's coming to exclude from the halachic status of a regular Yisrael. To leparki la Yevel, as we said in the previous Mishnah, they have a limitation. They can only redeem it up until the Yevel year. If you didn't redeem it up until then it goes to the Kahanim. Kamash Balon, the Kahanim Levim Goyel and Loyim, and that's the chiddush regarding Kahanim Levim that they could always redeem it even after the Yevel year. El Makdishin, but regarding this that you're saying they could always sanctify their Steachuza, Ma'iri Kan V'Leviim, why is that unique to Kan V'Leviim? Afel Yisrael Nami. Even the regular Yisrael also, we learned in the beginning of the Perek, Daf Chav Dalem and Alv, that you could be Makdish, whether before Yevil or after the Yevil, and even though in our Mishnah we said that you can't be Makdish less than 2 years before the Yevil year, we explained over there in the beginning of the Parag that that's just Eitz of Teva Kamashma, it's just good counsel, because if you're going to want to redeem it, you're going to have to give the full 50 slum, even though it's right before the Yevil year. But, so we see that this halacha, being Makdish, le'olam, it's for everyone, not just Kan Levim. Now, v'chitim, if you're going to say, it's actually regarding Mishnas HaYevil Atzma, it's regarding the Yevil year itself, that we're saying, L'olam is even that they could sanctify it in the Yevil year itself. So hanich l'shmul. So fine, that would be a good interpretation according to Shmuel. The Amma that he says regarding a Yisrael, b'shnas l'yevil atzmo l'kitsha, as we quoted in the previous daf, he holds regarding a regular Yisrael, he cannot sanctify it in the Yevil year. K'mashmon, that's what the Mishnah would be teaching, the kan levi makdishim l'olam, that they could sanctify it even in the Yevil year itself. But then l'rav, you can't say that, because ma'ir kan levim, Afil Yisrael Nami, he holds even the Yisrael could sanctify his Steachuza in the Yevil year. So what's unique? Why are we saying Makdishan L'Olam regarding Kan Levim? So what Shigmar answers, what I mean? Well, Taimeich, according to your reasoning, that since in the Yevil year itself you're saying that you can be Makdishid, and that's what you're saying the Chiddush is according to Shmuel, then obviously you know that you can be Makdishid before the Yevil year and after the Yevil year. So then why does the Mishnah say it? Then why does the Mishnah say, oh, you can be Makdashid before the Yevil year, after the Yevil year? That's obviously unnecessary if you're saying that that's the Chiddush inherent in Makdishan L'Olam, that you can be Makdashid even in the Yevil year itself. Ella, rather, what would you have to say? I did the Tana Reisha since the beginning of the Mishnah. Had to tell you regarding a Yisrael that you cannot be Makdashid before Yevil, that you can't be Makdashid whenever you want to, and you can't redeem it after Yevil less than the year. So, therefore, you had to say, Lefneha Yevil Acha Yevil. So, Tana Seifinami, so therefore, the end of the Mishnah, Tumma Kan Levim, also says, Bein La'acha Yevil, Bein Lefneha Yevil. Even though it's not really telling us anything, even according to you. So, therefore, says the Gemara for Rav also, Va'idid Tana Reisha, Ema Kedisha Meloi Gailan, since in the Reisha, you had to tell us regarding a Yisrael that you can't always be Makdashit, which, meaning, according to Rav, you can't be Makdash in the Yevil year itself, and you can't always redeem it, you have to wait a certain amount of time before you redeem it. Tananam is safe, and Makdisha Megam, so there for the safer, we're talking about Levim, also says the halacha of sanctifying and redeeming. But you're right. Regarding Makdishan, according to Rav, the Mishnah was unnecessary to say it. It was only necessary to say because of the halacha that they could always redeem it. Once you say Goyalin, so then you say Makdishan also. And once you say Makdishan, again, so we say Bin Lefnei Yev Bin Acha Yev, even according to Shmuel, you have to say that. And if it's not a difficulty on Rav, we're just saying it because we use the same terminology in the Reisha by Yisrael, we say in the Seifa by Kam Levim too. Hanulach in Makdishan, shall return to the seventh Perek of Masechtas Arech and Perek in Makdishan, which spoke about primarily the halachas that these parakim are talking about regarding the sanctification of one's Steachuza, which is the same theme as the following Perek, Perek HaMakdish Sadeh, if someone sanctifies his field, talking about the Steachuza. However, in contrast to the previous Perek, which was discussing when the halachas of Yevil apply, which therefore had all these unique halachas regarding Steachuza, our parak begins, HaMakdish Esedev, someone sanctifies this field, B'shosh She'en HaYevil, at a time when there's no more Yevil, which, because Yevil has certain restrictions, has to be when a certain amount of the Jewish people are there. So at a time when the halachas of Yevil do not apply, and someone sanctified a Steachuza, so in regards to this, says the Mishnah as follows. So Oymaloi, so the treasurer of Hekdish says to the Balabais, to the owner of the field who is Makdashin, says, Pesach Atarishin, you open up the bidding first, you say how much you would be willing to redeem your field that you sanctified. And the reason is because then Hektish gains if he's the one redeeming it, and therefore they ask him first, why does they gain more that way? Shabaylim nois nechaymish, because the owner, when he redeems his field, he has to give an added fifth surcharge. Every other person that redeems it doesn't give an added fifth. So therefore, we have him open up first, because by his bid, we add on the automatic fifth. Now that's why the Mishnah said we're talking about a time when Yevil does not apply, because at a time when Yevil does apply, you don't have to ask him and open up the bidding how much he wants to redeem it for, because that's a set amount in the Torah that for a base kur, which is a certain amount of land, you give 50 slum. And that's talking about a steachuzah. Rather, we're talking about when the halachas of Yevil do not apply. Then you redeem it according to its market value, according to whatever the price that people are willing to give, as the Brisa teaches at the end of the perek. With halacha of sasteachuza, that of the set amount is only when Yevil applies. Here we're talking about when Yevil doesn't apply. And therefore, there's a bidding process, there's a market value, and therefore we have him open up first, because in addition he has to give a fifth. Now, says the Mishnah, Maisa be'echad shehikta shadeyu meira asa. There's an incident with a person that he sanctified his field, says, give this to Hashem, Tactish, because of its poor value, because the expenses were more than the profit he was getting out of it. So Amrulai, as in the regular procedures of when one is Makdish is Teachuzah, so they said, the treasurer said to him, Psachat Rishon, you give the opening bid. So Amrei said, Harehi Shali Be'isri, he was trying to find from the smallest currencies he could find, the smallest, like one of the smallest bids, he says, an Isser, which is a small coin. Amrei B'isri, he actually says, Loimaze Be'isri, he didn't say a coin, Ella rather, says, it will be mine, my bid is bebeya, with an egg. And the reason for that is, says Rabbi Yisrael, shehektish nifta bekesef ubersha bekesef. Because actually, hektish can be redeemed not only just with money, but even something that's worth money, like an egg. But be that as made, the story continues, so Amalai, so the treasurer said to him, higaticha, it's yours, you won the bid, no one's bidding higher than you, even though you gave such a low bid, because it's more loss than gain. Nimtza mafsid isser, so it came out that this person lost an isser. V'sodei ulufanav, and now he has his field back in front of him. He didn't gain anything. He thought he's going to give it over to Hashem, but the thing is he has to give the opening bid, and he gave it isser, and he won, and he got that field back, and he gave an isser to Hektish. Now the Mishnah said, Makdash shodeyu b'shod, the parak opened up, someone sanctifies his field at a time when Yevil is not noig. So the Gemara says that, it said in the Mishnah, oimrin, that they tell him, you open up the bid. Says the Gemara, but by the time we went to Braisa, we don't just tell him that kaifin, we force the owner to give an opening bid. Like we see in that story, he didn't even want the field, but he has to give an opening bid. So why does that Mishnah say oimen? Says the Gemara, yeah, my oimen. What does it mean? We tell him, not me, kaifin, it means say we force him. We tell him in a forcible way, say, you got to give the opening bid. Or if you want, you could say that, no, mi kara oimen. In the beginning, they tell him. It's so. If he listens, he listens. V'loy, kaifin. If he doesn't listen, then we force him to say, you got to give an opening bid. Now, why do we go to him first? So the Mishnah says, Shabbalam listen to Chemish v'chulu, because the owners, in addition to what they're bidding, they give an added fifth. Says the Gemara, Ma'yiri Shabbalam listen to Chemish. Why do you have to say that they go to him first because he gives an added fifth? Typically, I'll give you a different reason. The Ayyid Chaviv Yalal. Since it's dear to him, it's his people are very connected to their properties. Tafiyu Parakla. He'll give a high bid, he'll add more to redeem him because he wants his field back. Vayir, another reason I could tell you is Mitzvah Gula Ba'adlin. There's a mitzvah on the owner to redeem it, as the Gemara says in the first Perek of Mechayis, after Gimel and Aleph. So those are two reasons. Why are you saying this reason? Says the Gemara, yeah, Chad of Oid Kamar, one and another is what the Mishnah is saying. Chad, first of all, the Aidid the Chaviv allow, since it's dear to him, Tafi Parakla. We're going to go to him first, because he's going to give more, he's going to add on more, a higher bid, more than other people. The Oid, moreover, Mitzvah Gula Ba'adnhi. You're right, there's a mitzvah of redemption that applies to the owners. As the Pasuk says, V'imla Yigo, if it doesn't redeem, then V'nimka Be'erkacha, then it's going to be sold according to its value. So we see, however, that the mitzvah of redemption of the owner comes before selling it off to others. The Oid in our Mishnah was saying a third reason is Shabbalam, Nais Mechayim Eshvachul, because he only gives a fifth and others don't. But you're right, there are other reasons too why we go to him first. The Mishnah said, Ma'isa be'echad was incident with one individual, Shekhtar Shadeh Bechulu, he sanctified his field. And then there was Machlekes in the Mishnah regarding he had to give the lowest bid. Did he give an Isser or did he give an egg? Says Gemara, Le'em Ha'okim Ephraim. Let's say this is what they're disagreeing about. The Rabbi Yesi Savar, he who said that he bid an egg, he held, Shava Kesev V'Kesev. Although it says in the Torah he has to redeem it with money, but something that's worth money, like an egg, has the halachic status like money itself. And therefore he said, yeah, he bid an egg. Whereas Rabban and Sabri, Shavu Kesev, Eniku Kesev, they hold something that's worth money, is not like money. And therefore it couldn't have been an egg, and therefore they say the story was with an Isser. So which the Gemara said, but you can't say that. Because what Kaimel and the Shavuot Kesef Kekesem. We know from the Gemara Baba Kama of Zayin and Aleph, where it says regarding someone who has to pay up for damages, Yashiv, he has to give back to the owner of the animal that he harmed, that includes Shavuot Kesef, something that's even worth money, which includes even bran, even something of the lowest quality thing, as long as it's worth money, that if it's worth money, it's like money. So we know that. So how could that be the opinion of the Rabbanon that it's not kekesef? So rather says the Gemara, you're right, the kuliyam ashova kekesef kekesef. Everyone holds that something that's worth money has a halachic status like money. You could use that for any payments, including for the halacha of redeeming this steachuzah. But v'hacha b'paydin b'davar she'ein b'chaim she'ishava prutikim nefugi. Here the machlekes is regarding a different point. Can you redeem something? Generally, the laws of redemption is it has to be worth the least amount of currency, which is worth a pruta. The question is it has to be worth a pruta regarding what you're redeeming? However, what's it regarding the chaimish that he adds on? Does that also have to be worth a pruta? That's the machlekes. Tanakamas of Isser, he held that the story was that the person bit an Isser. Why? Because the Ikka Bachim Sheshava Pruta. In an Isser, in that coin, there is a fifth of that Isser is also worth a Pruta. And that's necessary. Every element of your redemption, not only the principle, but even the fifth, has to be worth a Pruta. So therefore, Parkina, therefore you could redeem with that. For Biyasi, however, he said, no, Kibayanami Parkina, he says that he could even redeem with an egg. Because an egg is worth a pruta, and even though a fifth of that is obviously a fifth of a pruta, is less than that, you don't need that the fifth has to be worth a pruta. It's just the primary principle of what you're redeeming has to be worth a pruta. Therefore, he said it could be an egg. But everyone agrees, Shavuot Kesef Kekesef. Well, Machlekes was, however, does the Chaimish have to be worth a pruta or not? As Tesis brings it, this is a Machlekes in Perek Azav and Bamatzit of the Gimlan Beis, that does it have to be by ubuchumshay, or could even be by that the thing itself has to be, but we don't calculate the chaimish in these minimum requirements of the value. Now, the Mishnah said that the story continued, Amalai, so the treasurer of Hekdesh Etzin, he got ticha, you got it. You give the lowest bid you possibly could, but however, that's the end, because no one's bidding higher than you. And he had to give an opening bid. So the Mishnah said, Nimtza mafsid Isser v'sadei lefanav kema, he lost in Isser, and he's got his field back in front of him. Says the Gemara points out, Stama, this anonymous part of the Mishnah, which says he lost an Isser, and it doesn't say he lost an egg, is Krabban, is like Krabban, and not like Rabbi Yossi, who said that the story was with an egg, and not with an Isser. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on these halachas of someone who is makdish shesadeh at a time when Yebel does not apply in regards to the redemption of that field. So they're having a bidding war. They're selling it off. The owner gives the first bid. Now, Amar Echad, if someone says, Harehi Shali Be'esa Slam, he says, it'll be mine for 10 Slam. Ve'echadem Be'esrim, second guy says, it'll be mine for 20. Ve'echadem Be'shleshim, third guy gets up to bid, he says, it'll be mine for 30 Slam. Ve'echadem Be'barbam, one says, it'll be mine for 40. Ve'echadem Be'chamishim, the final bid, he says, it'll be mine for 50. Fine, he gives the final bid. Chazu Be'eshal Chamishim, the one who gave him the bid for 50, where the halach is by hektish, once you give a bid, it's done, it's already yours. He's backing out. He says, I can't do this for 50 slum. So says the Mishnah, so we take security, we take collateral from his properties, and we collect 10 slum worth, because he already owes that 50. Now, we're going to only take 10 from him, because, so fine, the guy who did the bid before him, that of 40, he'll give 40, and he'll get it, but the extra 10 of the 50, we take from him. Says the Mishnah, Chazav Shel Abraham, if the one of 40 backs out, so Mamashkim and the Chazav Esther. So then we take 10 from him. 10 slum. So it comes out that now the treasurer has 10 from the 40 bidder, 10 from the 50 bidder, which is 20, and then he goes to the one who bid 30, and I'll get 30 from him. So we'll have the total amount of 50 that the last bidder had made. But says the Mishnah, let's say Chazav Shleshim. Let's say the one who gave the bid of 30 backs out. Mamashkim and the Chazav Esther. So we take collateral from him up until 10, and then we'll get the 20 from the 21. Let's say Chazav Shel Esrim, let's see one of 20 backs out. So Mashkim the Chazav Esrim. So we take collateral from him of 10, and now the one of 10 will give 10. Let's say, says the Mishnah, Chazav Shel Esrim, the first bidder that of 10, he backs out. Says the Mishnah, then you have no bidders. Meichon Eisei B'Shabi, then you sell according to whatever value you can get. V'nefron, Mishal Esrim, Esrim Eisei, then you collect whatever the excess loss is from the one who bid 10, he'll have to make up that difference. So it comes out, Hektish will ultimately get the highest bid of 50. Again, whenever each one backs out, they got to pay for what they had committed to, and then they're not giving. Now, says the Mishnah, let's have Bailam Oymer Be'esrim. We said he gives the opening bid. He's giving a bid of 20 slum. And everyone else is also willing to give 20. So the owner, his bid wins. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, because besides giving 20, he has to give another fifth. So he's giving more than everybody else, and therefore it's going to go to him. Says the Mishnah, let's say someone else says, are you willing to give 20? I'll give 21. And this is after the owner already said 20. Continues the Mishnah, Amud Beis, still, habaylam naisin, the owner is going to have to give, forcibly, esrim v'sheish. He's going to have to give 26 slime. And you don't give it to the one who bid 21. Why? Since the owner had already bid 20, so we said, although he bid 20, ultimately he really has to give 25. Because with the added fifth, it's going to be 25. Now, if we would give it to the one who bid higher of 21, Hector's just going to be losing 4 slime. But what happens is now, since this other person bid 21, that added one that he added to the principal, that one, the owner had bid 20, has to add on, he has to already incorporate that amount to the principal. So besides his 25 that he would have to give with his bid of 20, he has to add on that other seller, and therefore he has to give 26. Now, he only has to add on a fifth of what his original bid was, but he doesn't have to add on a fifth of the extra seller that the other bidder made, but he would have to add that on to his principal. So therefore, he has to give it not in 25, he has to actually give it now, he has to add on the one more that the other person bid, and we don't give it to that other one because that's subsumed in his 25, but he has to add it on, so he has to give 26. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say Besim Shtayim. So someone says, I don't get it for 21, I'll give 22. So 22 is still less than 25, but still his bid is more, so he's adding on to the principal. Saban listen Esim Sheva. Now the original owner has to give not just 25, he has to add on those extra two, he has to give now 27. Besim Shalish, someone else bids 23. Habal listen Esim Shmoinu, the owner has to give 28. Besim Ba'arba, someone says, I'll give 24. Habal listen Esim Tesha, the owner has to give 29. Be'esrim v'chamish, someone says, I'll give 25. Habaylam noisin shleishim, the owner has to add on that extra 5 that's being added on to the principal of what he had bid, and he has to give 30 forcibly. Now, at this point, one would ask, why did we force the owner? We understand up until this point of how we kept on upping the bids, that we force him, because we said you can't give it to the other bidder, because that his principal is more than the owner's principal, because we said, yeah, but his principal does not equal the principal and the fifth that the Baalim had originally given their bid of 20. So therefore, he said you force the owner to give it. And once you force the owner to give it, so therefore he has to, so although he has to give it, but he can't give less than the principal of how much the other person had already evaluated the property by upping the bid. So therefore, you have to go, and the owner has to give that amount going up 26, 27, 28, 29. The problem is, now that someone else bid a bid of 25, let the other person give their 25. Because now his principal equals the owner's principal and the fifth that he originally said, which was also 25. And the Gemara is going to ask this question. Now, but the Mishnah explains that the reason why it's these amounts is She'ein Mesif and Chemish Aliluyev Shalzeh. Although we force the owner to give an added principal of what this other person is bidding, but his fifth always remains just 5 from his original 20. Because he doesn't have to give an added fifth of the added amounts of what that other person had bid. Now, but let's say, says the Mishnah, let's say someone else bid 26 long. So then we don't force the owner anymore. If the owner wants to win it, and he says, I'll give 31 slime and a dinner, so then the owner comes first, but we don't force him, because since now the principal is like his principal and a fifth, and it's equal to his and more, from what he said before, which actually the Gemara is going to ask, what's this dinner that we're talking about over here? Seemingly it doesn't have to be a dinner. We said we don't add on to his amount from of the fifth from the other person's principal. Seemingly, it should be enough with just 31. But that's what the Mishnah says. If he wants to get it, he can give 31 and a dinner. But Vimlav, if not, he can tell to the other bidder, it's yours, because I gave 20. And then with my fifth, it's 25. So then, yeah, every time I kept on getting upping, I would have to go up all the way till 30, which we're going to explain exactly why he has to equal that of 30. But now that you're giving 26, well, that's more than how much my principal with my fifth would have been, and therefore it's yours. Amar Rav Chizdi, he qualifies the halacha of our Mishnah, and he says, Loishanu, we didn't learn, we're going back to the first halacha of our Mishnah, that when they were going a bidding war, one says 10, one says 20, one says 30, one says 40, one says 50, and then the 51 backs out. So we didn't learn that we take security from the one who bid 50, and then he backs out that he only has to give 10 slum. Elisha ben Arbam Oymed bim Kaimat. Only if the one who bid 40 is also not backing out. He's still maintaining his bid. He'll give 40. Now all Hektish is losing from his backing out is 10 slum from 40 to 50. Aval Aim ben Arbam Oymed bim Kaimat. But it says of Chizda, if the 40 bid, he's not maintaining his bid, he's also backing out, then actually Mishalshin, then they split the 20 slum that now the Hektish is losing from 50, which is going down to now to the 30 bid, they split that Beinehin between the two of them, which ends up being that the 50 bidder who backed out will have to give 15 slum, and the 40 bidder will have to give 5 slum. Why? Because in the 10 slum that the 50 had said more than the 40, so the 40 had nothing to do with that loss at all, because he didn't bid 50, he only bid 40. Now, whereas the 10 that the 40 added more than the 30, the 50 also was part of that addition, because in 50 also includes 40. So therefore, they both share the responsibility of what's from 30 to 40, which is 5 for the one of 40, 5 for the one of 50. And then that what goes up from 40 to 50 was only the 51. So he has to give that 10. 10 plus 5 is 15. And then the 40 gives 5. So this is what he only has to give 10 is if the 40 maintains his bid. If the 40 doesn't maintain his bid, actually the 51 has to give 15 and the 41 would give 5. However, the Gemara asks, but now we learned in the Mishnah not like this. The Mishnah said, Chazah b'shal arbam, if the 40 bid backs out, m'mashkinin ad eser, we take security from him up until 10 slime. Am I? Why? Leading bar chamshin baday, the way you described it, the 51 would have to split it with him and the 41 would only give 5 and not 10. So the Gemara, no, deleke ben chamishin. Our Mishnah talked about a case where there is no 50 bidder. No one said more than the 41. Although it sounded like from our Mishnah that it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, they actually were different cases. The first case was a case when it was a 50 bidder, but the 41 maintained his bid. When it says the 41 backs out, it's a different case. When there is no 50 bidder, only the highest bidder was a 40 bidder. When he backs out, so there's no one to divide it with him that's higher, he has to give those 10 slum. But then the Gemara continues asking. The Mishnah said, Chazab ben Shleishim, if the 31 backs out, so Mimashkim ben Chazab ad Eser. So we take Chalada from him up until 10. Amai, but why? For listening to Ben Abam Badei, the 41 should have to split it with him, which you just said a case when the 40 backs out. Says the Gemara, the same type of answer. No, the Lekha ben Abam, these are different cases. In the one that the 31 backs out, there is no 40 bidder. But the Gemara continues asking. The Mishnah then said, Chazab ben Esm, if the 20 bidder backs out, Mimashkim ben Chazab ad Eser. You take security from him up until 10 slum. Amai, why? Let the 31 give with him. Says the Gemara, no, delek a ben shleishim. There's no 31 with him. But then the Gemara asks, wait, Ehach, if that's the case, Eimes Sefer. Look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chazab b'shal eser, the lowest bidder, he backs out. Mishnah said, Meichon eisa b'shavya, so then you sell whatever its value is. Then the front, Mishal eser, and then you collect from the one who gave the 10 bid that difference of what Hektish is losing out. Let's say they sold it for 6, they'll get 4 from the 10 bidder. Says the Gemara, Lasev the ben esim ba'day. What do you mean? Why doesn't the 21 give with the 10 bidder? Because he was also part of that 10 bid. Like we said, when you're giving 20, you're obviously saying 10 with that. Now, v'chitem niv going to say like you were answering up until this whole point. Hachinami deleka ben esim. You're right. This is also a different case. It was when there was only a 10 bidder. There was no 20 bidder with it. Just like we said, by 20 there was no 30 bidder and so on. But Hachiv says the Gemara, but then the syntax of the Mishnah will not be correct. Because nefron mishal eser, you're saying the words are then, oh, then you'll collect the excess from the 10 bidder. Why do you say from the 10 bidder, which sounds like, oh, in contrast to the 20 bidder or 30 bidder, nefron mimenu mibayle, it should say you collect from him. All the other cases, 20, 30, we said there's no one higher, but there were those lower. So you specified which one you talk about. But if when we're talking about the 10 bidder, and you're saying there's no 20, no 30, there's nothing higher than him, but there's nothing lower either. So why are you saying from the 10 bidder, say from him? Obviously, that there is a 20 bidder. If it is, then why is he giving the rest? That should be split equally amongst the 20 and whatever's higher than him. So Elam Rav Chizda, rather Rav Chizda explains, he says, Lekashas. No, still not difficult on my halacha. Why? Kan, here we're talking about, in Rav Chizda's halacha, is when they backed out bevas achas, at one time. When they back out at one time, then it's like Rav Chizda said, that Mishal Shemenein, then they split it between them. You don't have each one giving 10. Like in the case that we described when the 50 and the 40 back out, 40 gives 5, the 50 gives 15. Kan, in our Mishnah, was talking about, for example, when they back out, b'zeh achar zeh, the subsequent, not at the same time. It's not as simultaneous. It's consecutive. Where now, when the 50 backs out, and the 40 didn't back out yet, the 50 could tell the treasurer, he said, when I backed out, I left you a 40 bidder. I don't have to pay for what, when he's going to back out, although in my bid was included, but because I left you him. And therefore, Rav Chizkiah is saying that in our Mishnah, yes, each one gives 10 because they're backing out individually. And then it's going to be 10 for each one, because then that's causing that new loss. When do we say Mishal Shemenein? If it's happening at the same time. Says the Gemara, Tanam Halacha, similar in the Braisa. Braisa says, Chazu, Kulan, Ke'echad, if they all back out at the same time, every bidder is saying, we can't do it. Mishal Shemenein, then divide it amongst themselves. Now, what actually comes out, because of this situation, when it's happening at the same time, comes out that the first three bidders gain, the last two bidders lose. Meaning, the way we're describing the Mishnah was each one's losing 10, or up, at least up until that amount of 10. But in this situation, if they're all backing out, Mishas Menayim, comes out that the first three are giving less than 10, and the last two are giving more than that. Because if they all back out at the same time, and let's say the treasurer sells it for a value of 5 slum, so it comes out that Hektish is losing from the highest bidder, which was 50, now they're selling it for 5, they're losing out 45 slum. So Halach is going to be as follows. The 50 bidder, he's going to have to give obviously his own 10 that he added on more than any other bidder. Now additionally, the 10 of the 41, we said he gives half of that, because both of them were willing to give the extra from 30 to 40. Now the 10 of the 31, he's going to give a third. And the 41 is going to give a third, and the 31 is going to be giving a third, because they're splitting amongst them the 10 that the 30 was giving more than from the 20 to 30. Because all three of them were willing to give that 30. Now the 10 of the 21, they're going to split amongst all four of them. And the 5, which is being lost from the 10 one, from down 10 to 5, all 5 are splitting. So it's coming out that the first 3 are giving less than 10, and the last 2 are giving more than 10. Now, but the Gemara follows through and says, wait a second, how do we understand this Braisa? But Vanan Tzan, we learn that Mishnah said, Mamashkim Nechasavad Esther, that each one, we collect security up until 10, but we just described it that it's not going to be 10. Those 2 are going to give more than 10, the first 3 are going to give less than 10. Rather, obviously, to resolve this contradiction, we have to say like Rav Chizda, that our Mishnah is Tumah B'Zachar Zeh, then each one's giving 10. But the Brice is Tumah B'Vasachas. Shema Minah, obviously, Allah is the way Rav Chizda had resolved that question. Now, actually, says the Gemara, Ikka D'Rami Lahu Mirma. There are those who actually say that Rav Chizda didn't say his halacha independently like the way we quoted originally in the Gemara. Rather, it was through the resolution of the question of the contradiction of the Mishnah and the Brice that's how his halacha came out. Tznan, we learned in our Mishnah, said, Chazal b'shal Esther, if the one who gave the bid of 10 backs out, so we said, Meichu Neisu b'shavi, we sell it according to its value, let's say 5, then the front, b'shal Esther, and then you collect the excess, all from the one who gave the 10 bid. The question is, but Vatanul, and the Brice says, Mishas, and then you divide amongst all of them, which is going to end up being, if there's 5 slum, amongst 5 bidders, he's actually only going to have to give 1, not 5. How to resolve the contradiction? That's Rav Chizkiah says, Lekash, not difficult. Kan, b'vas achas, the Brice is talking about if they back out at the same time. Our Mishnah told me when they back out at different times. And then the 10 bidder is going to have to give that whole loss of the 5 to the 10. Now the Mishnah said, then continue on to this other halacha regarding the bidding of Habaylam. Habaylam Maimon Be'estim. If the owners gave a bid of 20 slum, v'chol adam be'estim b'chulu, and if everyone gives a bid of 20, we said we go to the owner, 21, 22, 23, we always continue to go to the owner because of his added fifth, it's still going to be more than what the other principal bidders are giving, but he'll have to add on the principal of what they're bidding. Now the Gemara wonders as follows. The member the Chemish Adif. It sounds like that the added fifth is better than a higher bid of principal, because ultimately with his fifth it's going to be more than that. But says the Gemara, but Bimina, there seems to be contradictory from Halacha in the Mishnah Maisa Sheni. The Mishnah says, Balabais, the owner who is redeeming his own Maisa Sheni, which the Halacha is when someone has his produce of the year, he gives Truma to the Kayin, around 1/50, he gives Maisa Rishon 1/10 to the Levi, then there's a second tithe, which one has to take up and eat in Yerushalayim. Let's say he doesn't want to carry it all up to Yerushalayim. So you could redeem it, you could deconsecrate it onto monies. So halacha is when a person is redeeming his own second tithe, he has to add on a fifth, like the pasuk says, the Mikra Chavzayin, Vim Gol Yigol, Ish Mimaisa. If he wants to redeem, he has to add on a fifth. Whereas someone else redeems it, doesn't have to add on a fifth. So says the Mishnah over there, if the homeowner, Oyme Besela, he says, look, I'm going to redeem my Maisa Sheni for a value of a seller. And someone else says, you know, I'll redeem your Maisa Sheni for a seller with an added Isser. Says the Mishnah, shall sell of Isser Kaidim. So the other person who's giving a bit of a seller and an Isser, he comes first. Because he's adding on to the principle of how much he's willing to redeem the Maisa Sheni for. Now, although the homeowner is going to have to give more with his bid of a sella, because a fifth of a sella is a dinner. A dinner is 24 isarin, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph, Kedushin of Yud Beis Amid Aleph. So he's giving 24 more times of that isar, and yet still we see that it goes to that other person. So you see that an added principle is more than a higher total amount with the fifth, which is not like our Mishnah, which says the added fifth will give precedence over a higher bid of principle. Says Gemara, you're right, but there's a difference. Hache, in our Mishnah, the chaimsha ravcha de hektashu. The added fifth is a gain of hektash. Here we're talking about a redemption of a steachuza from hektash. Hektash gets whatever the total amount is. So therefore, chaimish adav. So yes, so the fifth is better because ultimately the total amount is going to be more from the lower principle with an added fifth. But hasam over there by the laws of Maiser Sheni, the chumsha, that added fifth, ravcha de balabayis, is the gain of the homeowner because the principal, the fifth, that's all his. He eats that monetary value in Yerushalayim. The only thing we're discussing regarding what we need, Hashem, the Torah, is the mitzvah of redemption, because it's not allowed to be eaten out of Yerushalayim without being redeemed. Now, the primary redemption happens with the principal. So although the total value maybe might be less, we don't care, because anyways, the benefit of that monetary value, the only one that's benefiting is the owner himself. So therefore, says the Gemara, Karna Tifrik Shapa, we want to make sure that the principal has a good redemption. We don't care about the added fifth, because it's not a value, it's not a benefit of Hekdash anyway. It's the owner gets to use it anyway. It's regarding the redemption. Therefore, there, an added principal is better than the higher of value with a fifth. Now the Mishnah continues, says, Amma Echad Harei Yushali B'chulu. If someone said that, you know, it'll be mine for 25, so he said the owner still has to give 30. So the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to in the Mishnah, we said, Be'esem b'chamesh. So if he's giving a bid of 25, the other person, so the owner had originally given a bid of 20, which with his principal and a fifth would be 25. Now someone else bid 25. He has to add on that 5 of the added principal. He doesn't have to give a fifth, and then he has to add on that 5 for Neisen Shleishim. We force him to give 30 slam. That has the Gemara of Alem Rabbam, let the owner say, Aster Gava Becharikin. There are other people that are taking our place that want to give exact like us. In other words, we understand up until now you came back to us and you said, well, Hektash is going to lose because of your bid with the fifth. But now, why are you forcing us to give? He was giving the same amount that we would have given anyway. Let him go ahead and take it with his bid of 25. Says the Gemara, you're right, what are we talking about here in the Mishnah? The Amar Bailam, we're talking about where the Bailam originally had given a bid of dinner. Besides the 20 that he had bid that the Mishnah said, he was bidding 20 plus a dinner, where the total amount with the principal and an added fifth is 25 slum and a dinner. And if we're going to give it to this other person who's giving a bid of 25, so there's going to be a slight loss to Hektish of a dinner. So therefore we go and we force the owners to say, your 25 and a dinner is more than that person's 25. You get it. But you have to add on the other 5, which is going to be 30 slum, because of that other person's additional 5 of his bit of the principal. But that is the Gemara asked, but then Velisne, why didn't the Mishnah say in the beginning that the owner gave a bit of 20 and a dinner? Why did it say that, and that's why we had the question, why did it say he just had a bit of 20? So the Gemara loidak, the Mishnah was not precise to delineate a dinner. It was just talking about the higher currency of slum, but really he gave a bid with a dinner too. Says Gemara Veloy, what the Mishnah doesn't go through and say the lower currency of dinarim, but Vakatani. But we learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah the currency of a dinar. Obviously, we see the Mishnah, the Tana was precise to discuss even currency of dinarim, because the Mishnah said, Imrat, which we're going to explain this halacha later on, Imrat Sabayl Mitin Shleshim Ve'echad Ve'dinar, even if someone gave a bid of 26, so we're not going to force him anymore. But if the owner wants to give a bid of 30 slum, a 31 slum, and a dinar, you see, we're talking about a dinar. Bailam Kaim, oh, then the owner could come first. Well, we see we talk about dinarim. So how do we understand that you're saying the case of 20 is really 20 and a dinar? Then why didn't the Tana say that? So Elam Rabba, rather Rabba says, you're right, dinar, the Tana talks about, but some of the Amar Bailam, where the Bailam originally said 20 slum plus a pruta, the slowest denomination of a coin. Vuloidak, and that the Tana was not going to go ahead and go through the effort to mention that lowest currency, but since it was with a pruta, and someone now is giving a bit of 25, the Hekdash is losing a pruta, so the owner still gets it, 30, and with that pruta, and therefore he has to go ahead and take that bid and add it up to 30. Now, the Mishnah had explained the reason for the halachas that we're saying that he has to add on more, but he doesn't have to give a fifth more of the additional principle. He doesn't have to give a fifth on what's being added because of that other person's bid. He has to add that amount to the principle. He doesn't have to give a fifth on that principle. Now, Amar Chizdi, however, he qualifies this halacha, and he says, Leishana, we didn't learn that he doesn't have to add a fifth on that. Only if there weren't three people who had evaluated the land to say exactly like this other person bid, that's actually its value. But if, let's say, three people qualified and evaluated this property for hektish, that it's like actually this opinion of this higher bidder, then actually Maisifin, then the owner has to add a fifth even on what this person added on in the bidding forcibly. The added part of this chiddush is that we don't need 10. Although generally the evaluation of hektish requires 10 people, as the Gemara says in the beginning of the Sanhedrin, that land has to be evaluated with 9 people with a kain, which is 10. That's the chiddush that we're saying over here, that since 3 people already said, we don't have to go and get 10 people. And even when there's 3 people, he's going to have to actually add a fifth on, not just of his own original principle, but even in the added principle that he has to give because of the other person, because they were already evaluated that this is the value of the hektish property with that person's additional bid. Says the Gemara Tanam Halacha, similar in the Brice like this. The Brice says, Bishami Oimim Meisifin, they say you have to add on the fifth of what the person's additional bid was. Bishalam Oimim Meisifin, they say, no, you don't have to add on. Says the Gemara Hechelim, what's the case talking about? Eloi Nishim, if it wasn't evaluated by assessors, by 3 people, so my time is Bishami, what's the reason Bishami that you have to add on? We said you don't have to add on with that. El Denishim, obviously we're talking about that it was evaluated. So you see that when there is an evaluation, then he has to even give a fifth on that principle. So you're coming out that Rav Chisda like Bishamai, we generally don't say Halacha like Bishamai, it's like Beisil. And Beisil says you don't have to add on. So what are you proving from Bishamai? Says Gemara, no, Lo'ilm de Lo'inishim. Actually, this price is talking about where it wasn't even evaluated. Ubishamai Machmir, and Bishamai is stringent that, yeah, they hold you have to give an added fifth on even the principle that he added on, even when it wasn't evaluated. But Beisil is saying that you don't have to because it wasn't. But if it was, that even Beisil would agree that you would have to add on the fifth even on that added principle. We by saying, if you want, you could say that actually I'm Denishim. No, the Braise is talking about where it was evaluated. But for Epoch, you have to switch around the attributions of the opinions. Beshame, I mean, Beshame said that you don't add on. Beisil said you do. And that's halacha that we're proving that when it's evaluated, when it was assessed by 3 people, then you have to add on a fifth even on that added principle. But then ask him, but according to this second interpretation, then this should be taught in the Mishnais and Idyas, which talks about the leniencies of Bishamai and the stringency of Beisil. Because actually there's only 6 things that we count over there that are from the leniencies of Bishamai and the stringency of Beisil. But the way you're defining and you switch around the pins right now, then there's another stringency that we're mentioning over here of adding a fifth on the principle when it's evaluated, which only Beisil, not Bishamai. Why doesn't it say that halacha? So Eli rather says, you're right, you have to say like the first answer, Lo'ilm du'lay nishim, the Braise Tumah that it was not evaluated, or Bisham Mechmir, Misham is stringent even there that you have to give an added fifth, Bisham holds you don't, but when it was evaluated, then that's the halacha that was saying that even Bisham would agree, and that's this halacha of Rav Chisda, then you would have to add on the fifth, even on that added principle of the other person's bid. Now, the Mishnah said, okay, so the owner originally gave a bid of 20, and then we said, up until 25, he still has to give, which would make 30, because we said he didn't just say 20, he said 20 in the pruta. So when someone else bids 25, it's not the exact amount, it's because his is 25 in the pruta, so he has to add on that extra 5 for 30 in the pruta. Says the Mishnah, but Shimon says, I'll give 26, so now it's already more than his 25 in the pruta, so it's yours. Now, the thing is, but the Mishnah said that Ratzu in, if the owner wants to go ahead and win it, he could. But Le Ratzel, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to give to match that bid, because now we don't force him anymore. And the reason for that is, because Ami, they say, Asu Gavr B'charik, and someone else came and took our place. He's giving the equivalent and more of what our bid was. But the question, says the Gemara, is, but the Mishnah said, if he wants to get it, how much does he have to bid? Im Ratzel Abaylam, Litan, if he wants to give to win the bid, after this person bid 26, he has to give 31 slum and a dinner. Then he gets it first. Ask the Gemara, v'dinah maya v'detei, what's this added dinner over here? You said that you don't add on the fifth onto the added principle of the other person. Here he gave, he said 20 and 20 and a pruta. So he keep on adding on. So he has to give 25 and a pruta. Now when this other person says 26, so he has to. So what are you expecting from this person? He has to give to match So we said 30 he has to give. So if he's adding on the extra one that he gave, so he could give 31, and then he's going to come first. But what's the 31 in the extra dinner? Where's that dinner coming from? If you're saying that it's to match, that you have to give a fifth on the principal, so that dinner is because you have to give a fifth on his principal too. But you said you don't have to give a fifth on his principal. And his fifth he already did from his 20, he already has that fifth already. So he already did his fifth. So what's his extra dinner from? So Amar Rav Sheshi says, no, you're right, this is how you have to understand the Mishnah. When it says imratzu, if they want to, it doesn't mean now. Imratzu baile mi'ikara, if the owner wanted originally, when he opened up his first bid, litin cheshben hamagia, to give a calculated amount that's going to reach and win over what's going to be added on by the other bidders. Le'echad v'shleishim dinner, to be a winning bid of up to an amount of 31 slum with a dinner, which is the Gemara Ketin, Tzabal Chof Chesem Anaf, and Hechidomi. What would that mean? What would he be originally bidding for that would ultimately be a total amount of 31 slum and a dinner? Is the Amma be'esem ve'echad, as if he gave an initial bid of 21. So with his principal, with the added fifth, he would be giving, with just with his own bid, 26 slum with a dinner. Now, the other bidder added on another five, which makes that he has to give 31 slum with a dinner. That's where we're saying, Habaylam Kaidman. So that's where the owner comes first. Because if you're going to give it to this other person, so Hektish is going to lose out that dinner from what he originally had bid in the beginning. So therefore, you forcibly go and you make the owner go ahead and get it. But if not, meaning, but rather like the case we were describing in Batilna, where he only bids 20, then in the case we described, and the other person is bidding 26, then he says, you got it, because you came and took over our place. Ours was going to be 25 and a pruta. Now that you bid 26, you won. This that was saying that he has to give 31 and a dinner is because, yeah, originally he had said this in a way that he's going to give 21. 21, add on a fifth. 21, the fifth, is not just going to take you 26, because you have to add on the fifth on the extra one. That's going to take you to 26 and a dinner. Then when the person adds on and he has to overcome him, it's going to be not just 31, it's going to be 31 and a dinner. That's the case that the Mishnah is talking about. That's going to be for that total amount. If he wants to give, that he's going to win in an automatic way. But you're right, if he's giving 20, then he could say he got ticha, and it wouldn't require that extra dinner.